Today, he sat on his chair, a rickety bench on its last legs, looking up at the television, now on the hood of another poor bastard's car, and found himself staring at a man wearing dark red wraparound sunglasses, their bulging lenses making his square, pale face look just like a mosquito's. On the screen, surrounded by jostling cameramen and photographers, he saw the man waving while giving the British Prime Minister a firm handshake. As the mosquito man waved, the cameras exploded, bathing the room in bright flashing lights. A few seconds later, the camera panned to a journalist on the edge of the fray, speaking animatedly, his voice loud and barely containing his excitement. "That was Bono with the British Prime Minister. He will be at the All-African Summit taking place in Abuja in a few weeks, on October 24, to campaign for access to healthcare for all Africans. The highly anticipated summit will be attended by 54 African leaders. And now, back to the studio." The newsreader's voice faded away. Baba turned to layabout number one, Dauda, a young man in his early 20s, with the swagger of the particularly ignorant. "Who's that man?" Baba asked him, pointing to the television. Dauda looked at the television. All he saw was the newsreader, a woman with the moderately bleached skin and modulated tones of the expensively educated.
"I only see woman," he replied.
"Not her, stupid. The man that was on the television before her. The one with the dark red glasses that makes him look like a mosquito."
"Nabono!"
Layabout number two, Dimeji, shouted from under a car. Dauda went back to the car he was repairing. Only he wasn't repairing it. He was evidently destroying it. Baba shook his head in despair as he watched him trying to yank one of the car parts from its nether regions. "Dauda, come here," he summoned him. He saw Dauda roll his eyes before swaggering towards him again. Baba had been coming to the auto repair shop for as long as everyone could remember, offering his opinions on everything from what he saw on the television to the micro dramas that were played out every day on the street outside. His pontifications notwithstanding, his primary job was, essentially, to survive each day, preferably with food to eat and water to quench his never-ending thirst. In fact, if Dauda was to describe Baba to people who didn't know him, he would say that Baba excelled at being the very best version of himself, which was as a useless man and one that was incapable of malice. "Has it ever occurred to you that someone could die because of what you are doing?" Baba asked him. "You are stealing car parts from people who trust you to fix their cars. I shudder to think how many people's blood you've got on your hands." Dauda shrugged.
"Have you finished?"
he asked Baba in that particular way he knew would drive Baba mad and no doubt would incur another lecture on Dauda's insouciant approach to life.